This is a podcast from Rover.
You're listening to the best bits of Lee and Tammy.
All right, if you're a Warriors fan, boy, stop your car.
Yeah.
Get on top of your roof.
That's
your
right.
Horn. This is massive. We've had a great signing overnight. James Fisher-Harris is coming for 2025, and we've got one of the greats joining us in the studio here. Well, we were great.
He's back in the day, mate. Yeah, hey, yeah, I was good.
Nick Brown, of course, the voice of the Warriors.
That's right.
He's been there since
the start,
mate. How big is this for the Warriors?
Mate, this is massive. I mean, I was at the Kiwis win over the Aussies end of last year, and yeah. James Fisher-Harris, right then you're going, oh, man, I wish we had him.
yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And now we got him. But what I like is it's gone under the wire.
Yeah.
You know, there's been no big announcement. Everyone's going, oh, Penrith. If they're really bitterly upset, they let him go. You know,
yeah.
A deal was done there, and so I'm really happy. And we've got Chanel Harris-Tavita,
yep.
James Fisher-Harris, and Tohu Harris.
Okay.
Anyone else got the name Harris in there? Sign up for the Warriors.
We got. Do you reckon they're all cousins?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, this is massive, isn't it? Now, of course, the relationship between Cleary and Webby. Yep. Do you reckon that was kind of done over a few beers? You know.
I do, and I think part of it is it's like with Adam Fonua Blake, compassionate leave, wanting to go. I reckon it was at the end of last year when James Fisher-Harris came and he was the captain of the Kiwis, and
that's
he
right.
led from the front, you know.
Yeah.
And they did a quick tour around the country, getting back in touch with whanau and friends, and he was thinking, man, I like this place. This is my home. This is where I live.
Yeah.
This is where I'm from.
Which part is he from?
He's from up north, bro.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah, from Rawini.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he made that connection again, and the opportunity, I think someone clearly floated it to him, and he thought, yeah, this is a bit of me. And he would have gone and had a word to Ivan, and Ivan would have understood it.
Yeah.
I mean, they let him go 2 years out of his contract out of Penrith to come here for 4 years. That's a big signing.
It sure is.
And that is really setting the future. Now, the thing that's pissing me off a little bit is a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, well, 2025 will be our year. No, 2024 is our year.
Yeah.
2025 is the second
year.
You know, we've got a man who knows how to do it. He's won three premierships, and here we go, babies.
Yeah.
That is epic stuff. Wow. James Fisher-Harris.
Yeah, I can't
is
wait
that
for
what we
I
can
can't,
call
I can't wait to run out there and just see him run out in a bloody Waz jersey.
Oh, and it'll be 5 minutes before somebody rips it off like he did in the game against Australia. And the shirts and tatters, the man thunders towards the line. There's a try. Off we go. The Warriors have won the NRL. It's huge.
There he is.
Yeah.
Oh, great
can't
stuff.
Can't wait for it.
Far out. Okay, well, the next big game for the Warriors, of course, this weekend. But to the Anzac Test, we're looking forward to that too.
Yes.
It'll be a goodie.
And don't forget, I'll plug it here. We've got the NRL Reacts podcast that comes up. It's the first one that runs in the world.
Yeah.
Be ready 5 a.m. Monday morning. We'll have a rundown of all the games this weekend, and we'll get set for what's coming up with the Anzac games. And maybe we'll talk about James Fisher-Harris too.
I think you should. Thank you very much, Nick Brown, the voice of the Warriors.
Yeah, throw us a couple of those Anzac jerseys too when you get them in.
No worries.
Yeah.
Don't come in your size though.
Come on, man. I've been dropping kicks.
Thank you so much, Nick Brown. All right, well.
Yeah, now, whanau, we all have a local character that everyone knows around town. Blanket Man from Wally Dunedin used to have the wizard.
That was the best of George Breakfast. Catch Lee and Tammy 6 till 10 weekdays on George FM.